Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. And I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Handsome husband.
We will be discussing Lesson 107 this morning. Mm. And before we do, let's just begin with a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath here. Truth will correct all errors in my mind. What can correct illusions but the truth? And what are errors but illusions that remain unrecognized for what they are? Where truth has entered, errors disappear. They merely vanish, leaving not a trace by which to be remembered. They are gone because without belief they have no life, and so they disappear to nothingness, returning whence they come, from dust to dust. They come and go, for only truth remains.
Can you imagine what a state of mind without illusions is? How would it feel? Try to remember when there was a time, perhaps a minute, maybe even less, when nothing came to interrupt your peace, when you were certain you were loved and safe. Then try to picture what it would be like to have that moment be extended to the end of time and to eternity.
Then let the sense of quiet that you felt be multiplied 100 times and then be multiplied another 100 more. And now you have a hint, not more than just the faintest intimation of the state your mind will rest in when the truth has come.
Without illusions, there could be no fear, no doubt, and no attack. When truth has come, all pain is over, for there is no room for transitory thoughts and dead ideas to linger in your mind. Truth occupies your mind completely, liberating you from all beliefs in the ephemeral. They have no place because the truth has come and they are nowhere. They cannot be found, for truth is everywhere forever now.
When truth has come, it does not stay a while to disappear or change to something else. It does not shift and alter in its form, nor come and go and come again. It stays exactly as it always was, to be depended on in every need and trusted with a perfect trust in all the seeming difficulties and the doubts that the appearances the world presents engender. They will merely blow away when truth corrects the errors in your mind.
When truth has come, it harbors in its wings the gift of perfect constancy and love, which does not falter in the face of pain, but looks beyond it steadily and sure. Here is the gift of healing, for the truth needs no defense, and therefore no attack is possible. Illusions can be brought to truth to be corrected, but the truth stands far beyond illusions and cannot be brought to them to turn them into truth.
Truth does not come and go, nor shift, nor change. In this appearance now, and then in that, evading capture and escaping grasp, it does not hide. It stands in open light, in obvious accessibility. It is impossible that anyone could seek it truly and would not succeed.
Today belongs to truth. Give truth its due, and it will give you yours. You were not meant to suffer and to die. Your Father wills these dreams be gone. Let truth correct them all. We do not ask for what we do not have. We merely ask for what belongs to us, that we may recognize it as our own.
Today, we practice on the happy note of certainty that has been born of truth. The shaky and unsteady footsteps of illusion is not our approach today. We are as certain of success as we are sure we live and hope and breathe and think. We do not doubt we walk with truth today and count on it to enter into all the exercises that we do this day.
Begin by asking him who goes with you upon this undertaking that he be in your awareness as you go with him. You are not made of flesh and blood and bone, but were created by the self-same thought which gave the gift of life to him as well. He is your brother, and so like to you, your father knows that you are both the same. It is yourself, your true self, you ask to go with you. And how could he be absent where you are?
Truth will correct all errors in your mind, which tell you you could be apart from him. You speak to him today and make your pledge to let his function be fulfilled through you. To share his function is to share his joy. His confidence is with you. As you say, truth will correct all errors in my mind, and I will rest in him who is myself.
Then let him lead you gently to the truth, which will envelop you and give you peace so deep and tranquil that you will return to the familiar world reluctantly.
And yet, you will be glad to look again upon this world, for you will bring with you the promise of the changes which the truth that goes with you will carry to the world. They will increase with every gift you give of 5 small minutes, and the errors that surround the world will be corrected as you let them be corrected in your mind.
Do not forget your function for today. Each time you tell yourself with confidence, truth will correct all errors in my mind. You speak for all the world and him who would release the world as he would set you free.
Truth will correct all errors in my mind, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence, and we'll have a short discussion. Let's take a good deep breath here. You know, we've been saying and sharing often that the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. And here, you know, in this lesson, he really accentuates that. And he talks about this self, this guide, this teacher, this blessed self that is here to be with us, who is the truth, who knows the truth. And we say, we give truth its due, and we give you yours. You are not meant to suffer and to die, and your Father wills these dreams be gone. Today we practice on the happy note of certainty that has been born of truth. So by asking him who goes with you upon this undertaking, that he be in your awareness as you go with him. And just a little further down, he says, it is yourself, capital S self, you ask to go now with you. And how could he be absent where you are? It is yourself. Mm-hmm. So he's literally saying right here that, you know, the Holy Spirit is nothing more than you. Mm-hmm. It is you. Mm-hmm. And you speak to him today and make your pledge to let his function be fulfilled, to share his function and to share his joy. His confidence is with you. I will let him rest. I will rest in him who is myself. Mm. And it's the Holy Spirit, you know, that we have. And I think this makes it so approachable, mm-hmm. because when I was growing up, you know, my indoctrination into religiosity and spirituality on any level was that, you know, God was out there and the Holy Spirit was out there and separate and just these different entities. And I would see them in my mind as bodies, you know, as separate beings. And Jesus makes it very clear here that, you know, we are all joined in Christ consciousness. The body Jesus is not what this was about. It wasn't what his journey was about, you know, that he sets that aside. And it's really Christ's consciousness that's being expressed and will be expressed. The second coming is that consciousness being expressed through each of us as us. And so when we talk about the elevated self of form, we're really talking about us joining in mind and then merging and then becoming the representative and ultimately being as Christ. We are Christ in form, the second coming. It's Christ consciousness being expressed as us, and that Christ consciousness is our true self, the Holy Spirit. Never was anything more than our right mind. And I feel like I diminish it when I say never was more than, because it's beyond our imagination, beyond our comprehension, as this lesson points out. It's beautiful in how he says, then try to picture what it would be like to have that moment extended to the end of time and to eternity. You know, where that state of mind without illusions is. And then let that be multiplied 100 times and then 100 times more. Without illusions, there can be no fear, no doubt, no attack. And I always, when I read these passages, I always think about the sleeping self and how we wake up from that every day, you know, dawn to dusk, you know, dusk to dawn. We go asleep and then we wake up, you know, and we're happy to be awake and be alive again. And we quickly, and as he says here, these ideas no longer linger in our mind, because we recognize that's not who we are. We're not the sleeping self. Mm-hmm. And no more are we that the ego. We're not the ego self. Mm-hmm. And we can, through dedication and joining in dialogue and working this practice that we call the Holy Instant here in the Course in Miracles, connect with that Holy Spirit and then be that self and begin to truly have a lucid dream like our brother Jesus, become the expression of love in this world. And it's just a beautiful, simple, all-embracing pathway that just takes all the ideas of the ego world off the table and sets us free. It frees us from the body, and being free from the body, we're free from pain and sin and sickness and death and all the constructs that we have created to hold that imagery of separateness and to make it possible for us to experience. And I think I've experienced it enough. I feel like, you know, we're on the way home soundly. And in this lifetime, we've made great strides. Truth will correct all the errors in my mind. So I don't have to do anything except focus on keeping the main thing, which we talk about all the time, is just connect with Spirit. Let Spirit then be who and what we are.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. And, you know, I don't really have a lot to add. I think that what you've shared is so full and fulfilling that I will say that, you know, we are true thought. We've named our ministry True Thought. Mm-hmm. And the reason is this.
It is.
It is indeed that the truth does set us free. And we've heard that forever, right? And I am always reminded of one of my first spiritual mentors, Forenza Crawford. And I would sit at her, you know, feet, so to speak. And she would, that was one of her favorite sayings, is that the truth will set you free. And I remember feeling frustrated. Well, what is the truth? What is the truth? I couldn't see the forest for the trees. You know, she was probably saying that. And what I have come to realize is that, you know, we say true thought, you know, no thought of our own is required. And that's then right. One of our taglines is, discover yourself, capital S self. And it occurs to me that that is the truth that sets us free, is the awakening. We're awakening to our divine identity. We awaken to that. And we can do that while in form, which is what you're suggesting is the elevated consciousness in form. We can absolutely do that. Yep. And that as we do that, we look past pain, which is what we're taught as religious science practitioners. You know, we're taught to look past the conditions of the world. So all of these ideas have already been embedded in my teaching and in the teaching for a long time. And through the practice of A Course in Miracles, you know, I arrive at this place where I actually need do nothing. Now, I guess I did need to do all that studying. I have needed to read the course and to practice the lessons. But the more I do that, the more I realize that we are indeed transcending beyond the age of learning into the age of discovery. And what do we discover? We discover our true self.
That's right.
And with that divine identity, we are truly free. And so I love the idea of sitting with this lesson and to relax my mind, to relax my body mind, to relax this body, the scalp, and to just let my brow relax. And, you know, if I have any tension, to just release it and to speak the truth will correct all errors in my mind. And to really imagine this in the sitting, in the I need do nothing but allow the truth to correct the errors in my mind, and to feel how that feels as it exits, as it leaves, as it's transformed and truly transmuted. As the writing of this lesson says, it actually disappears into the nothingness from which it came, the errors of my mind. And in that, I can simply breathe and relax in Him who is myself. So we are actually talking about unity. We're talking about unification. We're talking about heaven, home. Right here, right now. Don't need to wait. Don't need to do anything. Just relax. Utter the words. Truth will correct all errors in my mind, and let it. Let it. And I will rest in Him who is myself. I will rest in Holy Spirit who is myself, who is nothing more than my right mind. And intend and expect to feel that peace, to feel that love, where you know, where you are certain that you are loved and safe as Christ in perfect safety. I am loved, I am at peace, and I allow truth to correct all the errors that may linger in the residue, to just be washed away by truth. This is what I know. This is what I practice. This is what I claim this day. And I have the expectancy that it occurs. I have the expectancy of feeling this. And so it will be. And so it will be. And so it is.
And so it is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your gift, because you did have something to add, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Truth will correct all errors in my mind. Share your love with the world today, mighty companion. You are dearly loved. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send